Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hello, my friends, and hello all foreign English speakers, and all native English speakers, for that matter, who happen to be watching my video right now. Or maybe you're listening to this as an audio file on my blog. Whichever is the way you're consuming the information, be it a video format or audio, you're welcome back to my blog. Anyway, today's video is dedicated to the following English idiomatic expression: to run something by someone. If you think about it, it is a phrasal verb, if I'm not mistaken, right? To run by. But anyhow, you don't have to know what it is. You don't have to analyze the English language from the grammar standpoint and try and figure out what it is, whether it's a phrasal verb or whatnot, because it serves no practical purpose. All you've got to do is just learn to use that particular phrase. And that's all there is to it, right? Analyzing the English language is not going to make you more fluent. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to write an article on that in the near future. As a matter of fact, I was trying to do it tonight, but it's getting too late, so I'll probably do it tomorrow or the day after. And then it'll go live next week, I suppose. So going back to the phrase, run something by someone. Are you interested in how to use it in real life? Well, stay with me for a few more moments and everything is going to become crystal clear to you, my friends. So welcome back. The phrase to run something by someone means to go someone for confirmation. Basically, whenever there's a specific task to be undertaken or you need an approval for something, right? And you need a higher sitting person to confirm or give you a permission to do something, right? You go to them and you ask for a permission, or basically you consult with that person. And that process is conversationally referred to as running it by someone, okay? And typically, this would be used when you are telling your colleague at work, for example, to run something by the secretary, for example, or run something by the manager. And let's say, for argument's sake, your friend, in this case, that'd be your work colleague, right? But who's to say that your work colleague couldn't be your friend, right? Anyhow, the work colleague comes to you and asks you if it's all right for him to take his lunch break a little bit earlier, right? But obviously you're not in a position to give him the permission, right? And then you tell him, listen, Mark, you have to run it by Frank first, right? Because I can't actually allow you to take your lunch break early because I don't have the authority to do so, right? So please run it by Frank first to make sure that he's all right with that. I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't mind because it doesn't really matter whether you're taking your lunch break at 11:45 or 12:15, but just be on the safe side. Please run it by Frank first, okay? And let me come up with another example. Let's say you're a student in college, right? And your fellow student asks you if you're allowed to use specific tools during the test, for example, a calculator or something like that, or if you're allowed to bring in your own stationery, pencils or biros, whatever. And then you're telling him, well, I would think that bringing in your own pencil is all right, but just to be 100% sure, please run it by our teacher first, because he would definitely be able to tell you with the utmost certainty whether you're allowed to do that or not. So basically, run it by the teacher first. And here's what I'd like to point out before finishing this video. I would personally use this phrase with the word it in it. Run it by someone. I would never actually say, just for the sake of simplicity, right? I would never say run this query or run this question by whoever that person's name is, right? Frank, I would say run it by someone. So in reality, the default phrase wouldn't be to run something by someone, but I would actually rephrase it and I would say that it is to run it by someone for the sake of simplicity, right? Not to mess up your head, okay? So I still owe you one sample sentence. Let me come up with something. Okay, as you may have heard in one of my previous videos, I mentioned that I'm currently attending a computer course in a college, right? And our teacher is quite flexible in the way we take our 15-minute breaks every so often and all that. But if I wanted to leave the premises, if I actually wanted to leave the college and go somewhere, let's say for argument's sake, I have to go to the post office, right? I would definitely have to run it by our teacher first to make sure that he's all right with that. Okay, because if I'm not mistaken, the policy of the college states that all students have to remain within the premises at all times. All right. So if I ever had to go to the local post office, for example, while I'm in the college, right, I would actually have to run it by our teacher first to make sure that he's all right with that. Okay, so these were the three sample sentences where I used this particular idiomatic expression to run it by someone. Okay, and now you should actually do some spoken practice on your own. Just imagine a situation and then try and create a sentence including that particular phrasal verb, to run it by someone. Imagine that you're actually talking to someone and you're telling that person to run it by, and then add that person's name. So you should do that in order to imprint this particular speech pattern into your brain, and let me know how it goes, right? And if you have any questions in relation to this particular expression or improving your English fluency in general, please feel free to ask me whatever comes to your mind, right? But it has to be English fluency related, right? Bear in mind. Okay, thanks for watching and chat to you soon, my friends.